Kelly, and welcome to Raising Christian Teens in 10 Minutes. If you're navigating the wild and wonderful journey of parenting teens in today's world, you're in the right place. Each episode is packed with bold, faith-filled insights to help you raise confident and Christ-centered teens. Today, I want to start with a bold truth, that we serve a God of impossible things, and we see it all through history. And in Philippians 4:13, the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And the ones that are bold enough to think they can change the world, well, with that kind of faith, they eventually do. But sadly, what we're seeing happening today is 85% of teens quit at their goals they set within the first couple weeks. And it's not happening because they can't do it. It's because they're simply not doing it. A lot of times it's because their goals, they're not even their own. They're trying to achieve things that are typically suggested by loving and well-intended parents, teachers, and coaches. So when we're helping guide our teens, we have to remember for success and happiness, the goal must be prompted by them. If it's their goal, it's going to be more important for them to achieve. Our job is to help them dream big, but play small. A lot of times, teens only think about setting goals that are far off, like what their career will be. But learning how to set goals and work backwards to achieve them, well, that's going to be life-changing. And what I mean by that is, let's say your teen wants to be a doctor. Okay, that's the end goal. So what small things do they have to achieve to get there? Well, they have to go to college, right? To go to college, they need good grades. Good grades require them to do good on tests. And to do good on tests, they'll have to study. So a good first goal might be, I'm going to ace science class. And if they struggle at school, it could be even smaller and say, I'm going to get an A on my next test. Teach them to master the long game and look at short wins as the steps to get to the desired result. Because it's going to take 2 months to form a new habit that's automatic. So in 2 months, they're either going to have 2 months of excuses or 2 months of progress, and the choice is going to be theirs. Here's the best advice I can give, and this applies to everyone. Decide what kind of life you actually want, and then say no to everything that isn't that. Because everything you say yes to, you're also saying no to something else. I never actually looked at goals being so multifaceted, but they really are, and goals require new habits. So the very first goal all teens should have is simply becoming the best version of themselves. And that happens when they work on things that people can't take away from them. That would be their mindset, character, integrity, discipline, and even kindness. If they have time to feel unmotivated, complain, and check social media, well, then they definitely have time to pray, write in a journal, create a list of goals, and recall all the things that they're grateful for. Because that ultimately will help them become their best self. And then they're well equipped to do whatever God calls them to do, no matter how big it seems. Another factor is to have them focus on the plan they set rather than how they feel in the moment. Teenagers' moods are like sand in the wind. They can change so quickly. I mean, 1 minute they're motivated, the next minute they're discouraged, and you don't want that to steer them off course. And this is where staying close to God comes into play. When we're in sync with Him, He's not going to give us peace about any place that we're not meant to be. And God's peace is a signal that we're on the right path, even when it's challenging. Your teen's success is going to be built on the days when they don't feel like showing up, but they do anyway. And a big part of being able to do that is to determine where their validation comes from. It's so tempting to seek approval from the world, but think about this. Why are we chasing validation from a system that crucified a perfect man? Jesus didn't conform to worldly expectations, and neither should we. Our goals should be rooted in God's purpose for us, not in gaining the applause of others. Our youth have so much talent, and I don't want any of them to waste it. But they're also still young, so they aren't processing information and potential the same way adults do. So by asking questions and letting them set a goal, it'll help them start to build personal accountability. But you have to allow them to verbalize what they want and then start critically thinking about it. When your teen starts moving from who they are to who they were meant to be, they're not going to have to chase things. They're going to attract what God has for them. And I love how God even displays that notion in His glory for us with butterflies. If you chase them, they'll fly away. But if you build a beautiful garden, they will come to you. Isn't that amazing? So have them make bold moves and pursue big dreams. And help them to armor up with God, because the devil comes after people he sees that are getting ready to do big things. He will poke them right where they're most vulnerable and wherever he sees insecurity or doubt. Remind them constantly that they are what the Bible says they are, made for a special purpose and more than a conqueror. And not to spoil the ending, but even with all the distractions the devil tries to throw at us, God wins.